Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Comedy Cellar Show here on Sirius XM Channel 99, Raw Dub Comedy Channel. We're here with my best friend, Mr. Dan Natterman, fellow Sirius XM radio show colleague. Jay Oakerson has his own show on Sirius XM on Comedy Central Radio, making his first appearance on the Comedy Cellar Show. Mr. William Stevenson, across me, a man who swore he would never do this radio show, and I'm very appreciative to him for coming down tonight. Mr. Keith Robinson.
I've been asked. I've declined.
Oh, have you declined? Missus. So we hear William Stevenson. Apparently, he's been asked to be on his radio show before, and he's declined. Why'd you decline?
Because it was at a time when there was some controversy about something that Godfrey had said, and they wanted me to respond immediately, and I thought it was not a good idea.
Yeah, that was not our finest moment. Are you and Godfrey okay now?
As okay as we're going to get.
Can I talk about what he said or no?
I have no idea. It was something.
This is it. I'm going to tell you what it is. And this is how foul things can be. Hi, Jay. Jay Oakerson.
Hey, are we live?
And we're live.
Yeah.
So we're just. So
we're
this
not
is,
live.
This is,
we're...
I mean, I don't know if I can identify with this, but this this is kind of like a black thing, I guess. But William, you know, he likes to run the show on time.
Yeah. He wants to get home.
Which is the way things are supposed to run. And he comes on time, he runs the show on time, and of course Godfrey came late or whatever it is, or Godfrey likes to run over or whatever it is. So William had the temerity to say, Godfrey, yo, I need you to come on time or get off on time with other people waiting to come on. So Godfrey, you know what Godfrey does? Godfrey turns around and calls William a house Negro.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I would have guessed that.
Right, I remember that.
I would have guessed he said that.
And William was livid. But actually, it's an insult to me too, because it's as if I'm massive, like, I don't know. Isn't that offensive in so many ways? Like,
well, it depends. I mean, in mixed company, it's offensive. If it was all white guys sitting here, I'd be like, nice, right?
No. William refused to come on the radio show for 2 years. At 2 years of radio silence from William Stevenson.
Because of that on the radio show.
That was the only time I was asked.
Well, I don't blame you because it would have probably gotten pretty ugly.
Right. And I don't do ugly.
I feel I'm not a light runner at all, really. And, even when I go on the road, and I look at that very much as like, not that it's being dicky to the like audience, I think for the staff. I think there's nothing to prove in doing like an hour and a half of comedy, you know, on a show or running crazy long over the light and on spots to do like 30 minutes or 30 some minutes when you're supposed to be doing 15. It doesn't really make much sense to me because, like I said, the staff wants to go home. They've been here all night.
I happily do as little time as you'll allow, and I'll take the money and leave right now. Oh, I mean, okay. I don't have to go on at all.
Oh, and see, I love to perform, so I want to do the spot for sure.
Now, this is an amazing day because Keith Robinson has agreed to do a little bit of this. Keith chimed in and mouthed off a little bit on this show before, but he's never agreed to sit down and.
He has.
I'm sitting down. I've sat down a little bit.
He has. One week when you were out of town, Noam.
Man, let's face it. I'm the star of this podcast right now. There's a lot of things going on.
What's up, showbiz?
Hey, how you doing?
So just to be clear, we have William Stevenson, Keith Robinson, and Jay Oakerson, and Dan Natterman are here. And we were talking about the time that Godfrey called William a house Negro because he tried to run because he tried to run the show on time. Any thoughts on that, Keith?
Any thoughts on that? No, you know what William is?
Oh, here
William's
we go.
Like the manager MC. One time I decided I wanted to switch. I'm like, man, I'm going to switch, William. I need to switch. He's like, who are you to come here and switch it? What business is that of yours that I want to switch?
Was that real, though?
Yes, it was real. If you know William, it's real. You don't tell me you're going to switch. You tell them who's ever managed is going to switch. No. You didn't like the... He said, this is what he said. I'm getting tired of you switching.
Nah.
Really?
That's exactly what you said.
Nah.
If we hooked him up to a lie detector, you'd find out. William gets into his hosting situation.
My only William being shitty to me story ever was...
But you do have one.
No, but this isn't that bad. This isn't bad at all. It was here one night. William was hosting. I was outside. The Eagles were playing Monday Night Football, and William came outside. He goes, your team's playing in there. I go, no, I know. I said, don't tell me anything about it because I got a DVR at home. I'm taping it so I can watch it later. He goes... Well, they're winning now. I said, don't tell me anything about it immediately. That's all I have. He didn't.
Anytime somebody says, don't tell me the score of a game because I'm taping it, the first thing anybody's going to do is tell you to
no,
score the game.
No, not a real sports person. I'm not a real sports person.
Well, when Godfrey called him a house Negro, I say the Godfrey thing, and I believe William is the kind of guy that back in the, when the slavery was going on, William was hiding behind the trees, tripping the slaves as they were running so they get caught.
I don't know about house Negro, because I say when a white man tells you not to tell him the score of the game, and you defied me, doesn't seem very house Negro to me.
Just for those who may not be intimately familiar
with... Go ahead.
For those who may not be intimately familiar with the workings of a comedy club, you go on stage, you have a certain amount of time, and there's a light. Somebody gives you the light, and that means you do the last couple minutes and you get off stage. Now, there's certain comics that are known for going over the light by a lot. And many of these comics are African-American.
Dan's always concerned that...
That is the thing. That's how the cops get us like that. Because that is just what was put out there. Everybody goes over.
No. In fairness, David Tell goes over a lot. I mean, like, you know.
David Tell goes over a lot. But Greg Rogel goes over a lot. You want me to keep naming white boys that
go
over?
I do, Keith.
Kevin Brennan.
Jay Oakerson always goes
Kevin
over.
Kevin Brennan doesn't go over.
Kevin Brennan can't go over because he has the same stories over. You got punk, bitch. Enough.
Plus, when you're married and you have kids, sometimes it just hits you like, wow, we're together forever. I think it hit my wife the other day. We're just sitting around. She goes, why are you acting so weird now? I'm like, I'm not acting weird now. This is the real me. When we were dating, I was being nice and buying shit all the time. Then I was acting weird. This is the real me. You don't like it. Nobody likes it. That's why I was single when you met me. You got punked, bitch. Thank you very much. A lot more show. You guys are not a fun...
That was racist, but go ahead.
Well, I'm wondering if there's this notion in the black comedy community that to go over the light is defiance against the white man.
A lot of it is.
No. Is that true, William?
I believe it is.
That's why he's a house Negro, of course. Now, why do we care about defying white guys by going over a light?
I don't know. I think it's
I think it's just ego. I don't think it's a race
thing
at all.
If you're long-winded, you're long-winded. Some people are just long-winded.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
White or black. It don't have nothing to do like I'm going over because I'm going to show the white man. Beat it.
I believe it's part of it.
I think it's more like I'm just going to wag dick because I can.
But let's be honest, William. I mean, you have resentment towards white people. I felt it. So how come you don't? I mean, why don't you go over?
Ask the house Negro. Has there ever been a white guy that won over?
Of course there has.
Then what are you talking about?
I said it was part of it.
Well, what's the white guy's problem?
I don't have any insight as to what white people do.
But you ready to accuse a black man?
I think it's ego thing. I think Sherrod's a guy, if somebody asks him to not go long, that's why he'll go long.
No, Sherrod
just
go
long. It's pure defiance. It has nothing to do with like fuck a white. If a black comic asked him like, hey man, I'm gonna get out of here.
One reason for it.
Sherrod to go over, just like the next white guy. I've seen plenty of white guys go over. Plenty of them.
The truth is, I never thought it was something that black comics did more than Sherrod does it.
Sherrod does it, but it's Sherrod.
But Robert Kelly, a lot of people does it. A lot of people do it.
Personality. Say Robert Kelly. Don't be scared of him.
Now,
Robert Kelly goes over the light.
Robert Kelly definitely does it.
He goes over. Lynn Coplish goes over the light.
But
for a living.
But yeah. when that doesn't mean what William is saying is not true. That what he's kind of saying is that some black guys resent the power structure of like the white guy or the club, so they find ways to be defiant.
First of all, most black guys, y'all don't even know most of the black guys. Most of the black comics don't even work white clubs.
Oh, I know. Okay.
So they're in their own element. You think they're defining it all? It's just the personality of a person. It's like preachers. I've seen white preachers be long winded. I've seen one black preacher did 3 hours. 3 hours. The people in church was cursing like, this motherfucker better go. I'm like, whoa, it's true.
I think notoriously black hosts, house Negro excluded, do a lot of time in between. A lot of time in between the comics.
See, here's the thing, and that's where Jay's wrong.
You're talking about Keith?
No, not Keith.
You better not, boy.
But I don't remember Keith. I mean, Keith hasn't been like hosting here for years with any kind of regular. When we first came up with Keith, me and Kev, Keith hosted every night almost.
Several nights a week. Yeah. We drive back to Philly. And make Jake drive.
And because we had that drive, like it was also a thing. It was like Keith didn't know. Keith wasn't really like that. But I mean, like, these aren't even insults to the people. It doesn't matter to me. I'm gonna get the end of the night anyway. I think Will and like Artie, like I think they do a lot of time in between. But I don't care.
White or black, I think the root of the problem is we don't fear Noam, and I think Noam has brought this up.
That is what it is. Noam is he's an absentee owner. He's an absentee owner. He's never in the audience. He's somewhere. He's playing his ukulele, is it? What do you play?
It's a kalimba.
Noam is a great musician, and that's what he wants to really do. Noam don't have time to watch the comics.
That's
he's
not
with
true.
His band.
That's not true.
Would you say, do you love music, Noam?
Yes, I love music. Don't you love music?
No.
All right.
And, that's what I'm talking about.
And I even love music after 1971, which you can't say. But it's not that they don't. I don't know why. I don't know why the comedians go. But they went over prior to they go over in every club, and they went over prior to me. And it's just disrespect for the rules. And it's not good.
But
everything falls apart if people go over.
But there's no repercussions and ramifications.
There are. We've had out with Sherrod. We've suspended Sherrod. I have suspended Sherrod.
Sherrod's been suspended by everybody.
Three times.
Sherrod's been suspended by four owners, saying, and there's only been three.
I suspended him three times for going over and behavior and stuff like that.
Here's a dirty little secret.
And then I took him back.
Here's a dirty little secret. If you kill, you can do whatever you want here. And no one will tolerate, which, you know, is not
okay.
Let me tell you. Sherrod kills, and he said he suspended Sherrod.
But
before.
Sherrod, to get suspended, Sherrod has to push Noam so far, and even then, Noam suspends him for a few days.
If you're dying, and you're bombing, and you run the light, yeah, that's a lot worse than if you're killing and you run the light.
Sure.
If you are rounding third base, and the third base coach tells you to hold up, you keep going and you score, you might get in trouble, but it's not the same trouble if you get thrown out at the plate.
Right. You might
even get away with it if you score.
You could have sex with Noam's wife. If you're killing, you will work that week.
Jesus.
Well, what? You guys are really Jesus being harsh.
That is too much. It's too soon.
I see comics.
I'm just saying, Noam can. And this is maybe to your credit. Noam knows how to divide personal feelings from what's good for his business.
Oh yeah, of course I can do that.
Well, what's good for his business? But here's the thing, though. Here's what people don't always know.
And I have William, my house Negro, to take care of things for me.
Lord have mercy.
What do I need?
But here's the hypocrisy.
That's the problem with Negroes like you, Keith, yapping all day, causing trouble for all of us.
Here's the problem with what you guys are saying, what the owners are saying. When we side with the owners, here's the biggest problem. We talk about Godfrey going over and all that. And I've seen times when we were waiting for a celebrity to come, and they need somebody to do that time.
Mm-hmm.
Godfrey stayed on that stage for a full hour.
Mm-hmm.
To wait for whoever y'all wanted to, that big celebrity. Do you hear me,
brother? Yes.
He waited for that celebrity. But our man Godfrey did his time. But nobody was complaining
happy day.
It all balances out at the end because we need each other at certain times in our life.
I agree. Listen, I agree. The only reason I really care about running over is the real reason is because, especially in the wintertime, people are online waiting outside in the freezing cold. And it's crazy. Sometimes we want to minimize the time that they're waiting outside in the cold.
Yeah, but
in
when Chappelle is on stage, what do you tell Chappelle?
I was going to say, but there's a double standard to that, though.
You tell those people to freeze your middies off.
I fucking hate the term double standard. 99 times out of 100, you hear that term. It's bullshit.
I think that's right here, though.
What?
It is a double standard.
I think it is
double standard. You care about your audience, but only to a point.
I'm supposed to treat Dave Chappelle the way I treat Paul Mercurio?
No.
That's a double standard?
Wow, good name for Paul.
No, but it is.
He's a great debater. That's unbelievable.
No, but it is.
Let me give Noam a applause.
No, you're not supposed to, but that is a double standard. Just like the hypocrisy, like if a guy fucks on the first date, he's the shit, and if a girl fucks, she's a whore. I'm saying
that's true, too.
But it's a double standard, I'm saying.
It's not a double standard.
If you care, but the fuck is... You care about your audience within limits. You care about your audience freezing out in the cold, waiting online, unless Chappelle is on stage, and then the audience can all drop dead.
Can I explain about the double standard?
Sure.
Yes, there are two standards, but the term double standard is a criticism. It means essentially that you're being a hypocrite, and I'm saying that it's not a hypocrite because they shouldn't. There's one has nothing to do with the other.
No,
Dave Chappelle has nothing, and what he does, go over, not go over, has nothing to do
with... But the people waiting outside are getting treated the same way.
And no, whether
Godfrey goes over or Dave Chappelle.
And here's the worst part of it.
They're collateral damage.
The people online, not only are they waiting outside, the reason they're waiting outside is because of a comic that they're probably not even going to get to see.
Yes.
What would you do? Give Chappelle the light?
I would tell Chappelle, look.
Do you care about him freezing?
Let's hear what Dan was saying. Go ahead. What would you do, Dan?
Say, look, Chappelle, you get off that stage, I'm calling the police.
You'd be one police calling somebody.
But not just Chappelle.
I say you're trespassing.
Anybody.
After
Seinfeld, 45 whoever.
Minutes.
Seinfeld doesn't run the light.
Oh, you don't have to run that. If Seinfeld came and you wouldn't give him the light.
Well, look, let me say this.
Any of those white boys,
let me
celebrities,
say this.
You wouldn't say nothing to.
Even if everybody went on time, did the right amount of time, 15 minutes is not enough time to get people out and people back in for the next show. So it's always going to be late.
We try to minimize
this. This is how you get into the managerial part. See that? He knows that. We need more than 15 minutes. Why should he care?
He cares because he wants to go home as quickly as he
can. I'd like to do a full warm-up set rather than have to cut it in half because the show started late.
I take my set. Why don't you be a man and take your set?
I'm just as much a man as you. But
well,
I
take your set then.
That ain't got nothing to do with being a man. You're being an asshole, and you do it because you want to.
Oh.
Because you think that's what manhood is about, taking
that's
what you
want. That's what I was taught.
Okay.
Well, growing up in the hood.
That's fine.
What
single
were you
mom.
No, listen, I appreciate William starting the show. Like, when William always arrives on time. And all
look
that.
At his watch.
He gets brittle sometimes. That's what I like. Sometimes I feel like he should just take it easy. Sometimes he's just overzealous. I've seen that. Uh-huh. He comes in a pissy mood or whatever it is.
So what you saying? Are you saying the same thing that the slaves said about the nigga in the house, the house nigga?
I you know, I don't
know. House nigga's overzealous.
I had a bass player.
Say it.
I had a bass player one time who was playing too loud, and I said, dude, it's too loud. And he goes, yes, a master. And I fired him. I don't like that.
Billy Grant?
No, it was Ron Long. And then I took him back.
Are you saying you're going to fire him?
Then I tried like five white guys in the base, and I took the guy right back.
Yeah. You had to exact your white power on him and show him.
And NASA, all right, you made your point. I never had a good white bass player, ever.
But there's an example of what I was talking about with the white power structure and a guy that was being defiant. Because he didn't want to take orders from a white man, even though it was a white man that owned the club.
There is that, yeah. But, you know, and
that's different.
I never thought I wasn't going to take him back, but I felt like I had to draw the line somehow because I think that's ugly. I wasn't relating to him that way, and I don't like to be... And I guess it's human, and this is not racial, but it includes racial. It's human to, when you're angry, to strike where somebody's vulnerable. And in an argument between a black guy and a white guy, the white guy is vulnerable to that, to being thrown back on his heels with the racial card. So my answer to that was, you're fired. Meaning, I'm not getting into that race. You want to play the racial card, go play it somewhere else. That's the only right. It's either that or say, oh, Ron, I hope you didn't think it's because you're black, you know. And I didn't want to get into that kind of being defensive because it wasn't it. But of course I was going to take him back. He's the best bass player in the world, you know. Right? William will even attest to that.
Ron Long
was it William?
The best bass player in the world?
He might be.
He might be.
And it's possible for the best bass player in the world to be completely, basically unknown?
Yes. Sure.
Okay, I'm just a question.
He's known by all the greatest bass players in the world,
right.
And they all think he's one of them. For whatever reason, he hasn't, but like...
He's done studio stuff probably, right? For like major players. Yeah.
When Prince's dad was making a record, Prince hired this guy, Ron Long, to produce the record for his dad. So that's, you know...
But that's different. That's like even football players. Some football players, the stars can get Peyton Manning could slap the shit out of his wife in front of national TV. They'll go, well, it wasn't that hard of a slap because he's Peyton Manning. It's like certain people get away with more with that talent.
Yeah, I never understood how Michael Jordan's wife got mad at Michael Jordan or divorced him because she found out he was fucking around.
Of course he should be.
Isn't that ridiculous? Did you really think you're going to marry Michael Jordan?
At that point, it's pretty ridiculous, yeah.
It is. Women are unrealistic in their demands.
You just say anything, huh?
What? They are. That means you really look at it. Yes, they are.
If I was a woman and I'm going to get married to somebody, I don't have a realistic expectation of them fucking around them.
Yeah, you should.
But I don't.
Listen, if you know your history, you know all the people that cheated, you go down all the great men that cheated, and you go, there's a...
The Reverend Dr. King.
Reverend Dr. King.
Crushing pussy.
You know how many...
Crushing pussy.
That's right. How many church hats he had on his bedroom floor.
Well.
Church hats all over the place. Gandhi. You're... Man,
I'll tell you who I don't think cheated is Celine Dion's husband. But she got to him when he was already old.
Nah, he stunk. Everybody, he was finished. We ain't talking about him. We talking about world athletes, guys like Jordan, who's got to cheat. You got to give them some cheat space.
But women,
I agree with you. Actually,
to be Michael, that good,
you're going
to
be born one of the greatest athletes in the history of the planet, and you're going to stick. You're going to fuck one woman the rest of your life. That's crazy.
You said if you said you would, you
it depends
should.
Where. It depends.
Shut up, will you?
Exactly.
Well, Lenny Marcus could take your moralistic stuff out.
Look, as sure as men cheat. Men are maybe designed to cheat. Women are designed to not get it. All right? And as sure as men are going out there fucking...
To not understand it.
Yeah. That's not always true.
They know what's
many of them just don't, plain, straight up, don't get it. And they ain't going to get it.
No matter
how many millions of years we share the planet together, they still don't get it.
There's also guys that really won't cheat.
There are... They exist.
I've met several guys.
Harrison Greenbaum?
Greenbaum will cheat.
I've met several guys who I believe genuinely don't
give
do
me
it.
A name. Don't just say
how about Paul? My friend Mike,
but you wouldn't know who my friend Mike is.
Give me somebody we
really,
know.
Your friend Mike will cheat?
He's a married guy in Connecticut. He's married and he lives down here.
Is he on the road?
He is on the road.
Is he desirable
to
women?
He opens for me on the road. Yeah, good-looking dude, good shape.
Let's not say not cheat. Let's discuss people who turn it down.
Yes. Well,
does he turn down pussy?
Watched him do it several times.
It's a different thing, William.
What about
cheating is no big deal if you're not turning anything down.
We all probably got one guy. But that's...
There's guys.
Paul McCartney, evidence seems to indicate that he didn't cheat on Linda, or at least if he did cheat, he cheated a lot less than he could have. At a minimum, he cheated a lot less than he could have cheated.
You're going to sign the release for this? They say we have to stop this.
Leave me alone with that. Let's do this thing.
I got to go downstairs.
It's a slippery slope.
Right. William is going to MC.
Can you demarcate me?
William, before you go, I want to understand. Let me just hear your attitude about all this cheating thing before you go. Have you ever been in a committed relationship?
Yes, I've never cheated.
For how long? What's the longest you've been in a relationship?
A couple years.
Eighth grade.
Have you had any feelings for men?
Do you want to kiss Keith in the mouth right now?
Now I understand why I've never done this show before. Y'all have a good one.
Well, William C.
But again, I'm never shocked when they find celebrity like men and they find, because what happens is, like, the wholesome shit, it all crumbles when one thing falls down. Like Tiger Woods, like as soon as it was one girl, there was 1,000. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of these guys, like Paul McCartney, you don't understand. I did this in my marriage for years. You're balancing this crazy stack of plates. Do you know what I mean? And then when one plate falls and one person comes out and they're getting like newspaper recognition, I'm sure there's probably 100 other girls who didn't come out on Tiger Woods because they were just like, I don't want to be in the paper for that. But there's so many of them that will jump out. And a lot of them will be cool and quiet until it suits them not to be.
Right. You know, what does that have to do with Paul McCartney?
I'm saying his first plate maybe just hasn't fallen yet.
It could be. Or
maybe he's a great guy, but you got to give him the benefit of the doubt until you find out otherwise.
Like my father used to say, stealing is like masturbating. It's very hard to do it only once. And I guess cheating is kind of the same way. Like, if you're going to cheat once, you're going to cheat...
you're in for a stress, penny, you're in for a pound.
The stress I put on myself and like, the tension that was in my shoulders when I was married and with her the years before being married was so intense and so, like, I was so anxiety-riddled by all of it and everything. And now I wouldn't have been with my girlfriend I'm with now for a couple years. I don't fuck around the road with her because once she comes to me on the road probably every other time or so, and why it's fun to have her come on the road is because like she'll bring chicks back, like she'll get them, she's into that.
Oh, you have threesomes?
Yes, and she's very she's not doing it for me either. I've had girlfriends in the past who will do it for you and then you feel that, and that ends up being arguments. But when the girl's into it, like, that's a...
But you have a relief valve anyway.
Yes.
You do it in front of her.
So when I go on the road, I was in Atlanta 2 weeks ago and there was a girl who was laying it out pretty out there that, you know, I'll go back with you. And it's just like, in my mind, I'm just like, that's being like the next level greetings. I'm like, if she would happen to be here on this trip, we would have fucked. And I told her that. I'm like, if my girl was here, I totally would fuck.
Why can't you get your girl like my Skype to watch you guys?
Jay has been so rotten. So don't listen to this horse shit.
Yeah, I'm riddled with guilt from how bad I was.
You were cheating a lot on your wife?
Oh.
How old are you now?
Heinous. 38.
You know, the thing is, like, I finally stopped cheating when I got older.
Yeah.
It just, you slow down.
No.
What?
There you go. You knew what I was. Yeah, there you go.
No,
I
no. Just, the whole thing is like, when you get older, it becomes easier. But when you're 25, there's well, right, no but that's fucking
also,
way.
You're also right. At 38, also, you're right. I don't also want to. It's a little easier not to also, because a lot of times you'd have to do when the girl's like, all right, so come with us. We're going to this bar, and then we're going to go here, and then after hours, and maybe like that hunt. I have none.
I never my said thing that.
Was, for even my last few years of cheating, it was very much like, hey, you want to go to this bar? Like, I'm going back to my room. So if you want to come back and like smoke weed and we can hang out, whatever, but that's great. But I don't want to go. And sometimes that works, sometimes doesn't work.
I'm a limp to the finish line. Just like this. What's he doing? He's dragging a bad leg. You don't. I'm never going to stop.
But you don't feel a slowdown in the over.
I am, of course. You but do, I'm right? still cheating. In my mind, in my soul, I still want to cheat.
Have you really seen? Have you really?
We're meant to cheat.
Have you really seen the crush on a chick that like caught you? Like the real?
Yes.
Not the anger.
No, I seen
not the anger.
You
like,
know, I
fuck.
Seen anger. I had my apartment smashed
on
up.
A girl, but on a girl that you didn't want to break up with. Because that was the hard thing making my ex understand. When I described this to her, when she would catch me with stuff, she'd be like, what do you think about me and our daughter when you do this? And I'm like, nothing. It's not like a fuck you to you or anything. It's simply like, I'm like, this is a great opportunity. This is going to make my shitty night in this bumfuck hotel way better. You know what I mean? And it's like
someone will hold me.
But in the beginning, it was like the numbers were high because the quality was also low.
About your daughter?
You didn't care about your daughter?
Your daughter crying?
Yeah. Yeah. Daddy, why are you doing this to mommy?
How old was your daughter when the shit hit the fan?
When we broke up?
Oh, just when the cheating got all that. Like, I'm saying, did your daughter catch wind of this? Does she understand what was going on?
No. No idea. No. She never caught wind of it at all.
That's a great woman you have, because, like, if my wife,
no,
if
me
I
and
were
Carla,
cheating.
Me and Carla are very, close still. Like, very, very close. I was honest with her, and when we broke up, it was just kind of like, she wanted to have more kids, I didn't, and it was like, I'm holding you up.
He was a good kid at first. I've seen this guy. Yeah, he was good. When I first seen him, he was a good kid. He was a little sucker. He fell in love. He, you know how the windows in the car got smogged up. He write the girl's name in the.
It's true. But my buddy Lewis actually always used the term right. He goes, I took my love with me. That's the problem. So I'd go fall in love with another girl when my ex wouldn't be around because, you know, she was home with our daughter. And then I was home with her during the day. And then when she come home from, like, whether it was law school or work, then I'd go do comedy at night. And then there'd be a girl who I'd be seeing that I'd happen to bump into and starting a thing with, like, here, who I really liked a lot. Not working here, but I mean just a girl who, like, came here, and then she'd come here to meet me all the time. And it would be, and I would drag everybody around me into it. And then they'd all be guilty by association. And when it blows up, my ex is mad at everybody. And I started to realize, like, then keep things a little more, like, secret and off to the side. And then eventually we're just kind of like, this is ridiculous. I need, like, a fresh start with this and let her find somebody who's not, you know, who wants to
a piece of shit, say it.
No. I want her to find somebody who, like, goes to bed with her at 10 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? Like, she wants a life that's very normal. I couldn't provide that for her, and I just wasn't going to stop doing what I was doing.
My father cheated right to the end, into his 70s. I came home one time, I remember, as a kid.
So you're saying right to the end?
I don't know about right to the end, but close to the end. Shut up, Dan.
All right. You're the one who said it.
I know, because you don't have to.
So. I know. He's trying like a lawyer. Let me get this out of you. You know what that means?
Yeah. So, but I came home one day and I found every article of my father's clothing, like 40 suit jackets, 40 pair of pants, 50 boxer shorts, every one of them ripped up at the bottom of the stairs in my house because his girlfriend Claudie found out that he was cheating. And she spent like 3 hours with scissors, every single article of clothing that he had.
Me and Keith came home, drove our friend back one time from Philly to his chick fucking burning all of his clothes in a bonfire. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
I had one, actually, Rosalyn one time when she found out I was with Juanita. She found Juanita's panties. I didn't even know. I was in another room of the house.
That's the
worst. She put the panties on the stove, turned on the fire and left the house. And all of a sudden, I'm working out here, beep, 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 the smoke alarm. I come running out. The whole kitchen's on fire. I said, what, Rosalind? She was gone. Just Juanita's panties and Nicholas's toys on the stove.
Kids' toys?
In flames.
She didn't care about the kids?
No.
Juanita was the other woman at one point.
Yeah, well, for a while, they both thought they were the it was not clear who was the other woman. It went back and forth.
But that's what my thing. Yeah, that's what kind of my situation was that I'm in now. It was never like official or anything until I was out of my, not out of the marriage, but like separated and moved out.
No, but Juanita. Juanita was not the other woman. Rosalind. It was Rosalind that I was with Juanita, but Rosalind didn't know. But then Rosalind thought I was getting back with her.
There are guys that I meet, you know, that are like Big J. That there's a dichotomy. They like sex and they like variety, but they also love being in a relationship. And they.
Guy's like that.
Well, there's some guys. No, they're not. Every guy's like that. Some guys are not into relationships. They just like to fucking run, or they like to have more brief relationships. Of short duration.
You need that staple in your life. That one that's there. Somebody that holds you down a little bit.
No, you're talking to somebody. That's what I'm saying. You're talking to somebody right now that does not have long term relationships.
But that does not. Don't want one.
You do want one. You can't find a woman to tolerate your ass.
Well, I'm a special case.
Tell us.
I'm mentally ill. I have real problems in the area of intimacy and closeness with another human being. Keith always thought I was holding up for Rachel Feinstein.
Yeah.
I know because Rachel told me that you thought that I was in love with Rachel Feinstein.
He was.
But I never was, no. Rachel Feinstein's a good friend of mine, or was a good friend of mine, but I haven't spoken to her in a while.
She comes here all the time.
I know, but it's like, Rachel, you know Rachel is.
But I just think he's absolutely right. You want somebody, but you don't know how to achieve that because you have a block. So you're not saying that you don't want it. You just have a block, something that's blocking you from really achieving it.
Do you not know what it is exactly you want? Because I said when I broke up with Carla, and you know Carla, my ex.
Yeah, of course I do. Sure.
When I broke up, before I got officially with Christine, I said to Christine, I was like, I'm in a position now where it's like, I don't have to hurt anybody by wanting to do what I want to do. I can be kind of single. At the time, I was able to, I could afford to get a place and live. You know what I mean? I don't know about well at the time, but I'm like, I could definitely figure it out. I was like, if I'm going to be with you, like, you know, we got to figure out something. Like, how do I, you know, we do. And she said nothing was going to change in that regard.
Do you think it's possible to love two women?
Yes,
To want to be in a relationship with two women, not just like cheating on one woman and being in a relationship with another.
A relationship, two relationships.
Well, to truly love two women. That is, you're not just cheating on a woman with another woman. You love two women.
Oh man, no,
I want to spend time with two.
That's why I became a Muslim.
I very much like love Carla in so many ways. I just was like she got pregnant 9 months into us dating. And I just tried to do the right thing always.
Did you want the baby?
Because we were together for years.
You can't say I didn't want the baby.
No, I did though. Very much. I told her.
But
that baby was
on purpose.
No, it was an accident. But when it was an accident, I was like, I'm cool.
Well,
I'm
not with the accident, the condom broke.
No, just left it in. So I mistimed my fire. That's all.
That's no accident.
Sure.
Yeah,
it is.
So you're saying that you think? No, he's getting into the deepest thing.
Well,
saying that Big J actually.
I'm saying if you really don't want a baby, and it's important you not to have a baby, you make damn sure that you pull that thing out with plenty of time to spare.
Damn. You've never fucked. I mean, I pull that shit out. I've got stories of fucking some slag in fucking Des Moines, Iowa that I didn't use a condom. I was an idiot kid. You know what I mean?
Have you
ever been on your back while a Dominican girl was riding you and you said, get off, and she wouldn't get off?
That's what happened to my son's mom. She put the music on, the ocean music on. She got on top and it was like, whoosh. And it was like, relax. I didn't have no energy to push her off.
I think it depends how bad.
Even when you tell them, get off.
Look, it's a matter of how much you don't want a kid, I guess. It's a scale of how much. It's like, oh, I don't want a kid, but if I have a kid, it's not a tragedy.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
I was looking to have a kid, but I was like,
every dude want to know that thing works. I want to know I can have a kid.
It was tough, though. It was
you
very,
can go
very
to the
tough.
Doctor, they could tell you. You know that.
I know. I did myself.
My shit. Well, first,
who goes to the doctor?
You know your shit work.
I don't do that shit.
You know your shit work you get a nice, good, thick, friendly, fribble,
that's how you know
consistency shit. You know the shit work.
No, that's not true, Dan.
That's not true.
No, that's not true.
It's a good rule of thumb.
No, it's not. You think your thick load has something to do with your... Really? The thickness of your load?
I can shoot across
the road. The viscosity of the semen is not indicative of the
I say it is indicative.
The numerousness of the
sperm. I'm telling you it is indicative.
Dan jerks on and goes, oh, I'm going to have to pull out this week.
I'm saying it is indicative of on some level. You tell me you shoot a thick, gooey...
No.
Fucking, I'm talking about heavy cream... Thick.
We get it, Dan.
Right. Dan, I want to see your batch now.
You know, you're telling me that has nothing whatever to do with your potency?
Yes, I'm telling you that.
Look that shit up on
some guys are big shooters, some guys are dribblers.
I believe the goop comes from your prostate and the semen is sprinkled in by your testicles on the way out. I don't know exactly how it works, but I don't think the goopy part is represents the fertility part.
Yeah, I don't think.
That's what he thought. All
when you have a, when you have a vasectomy, when you have a vasectomy, I don't believe it's detectable in your semen. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so reasonable minds disagree on this one.
But sorry.
I gotta look that shit up on Wikipedia.
Well, let's get back to why Dan has intimacy issues.
We're not gonna solve that here. You might as well say let's solve what's dark matter.
No, you know what it is.
I mean.
Do you get like one nighter pussy and stuff on the road and shit ever? Does this stuff happen?
Not often, but at times. You have to understand, Jay, and a lot. This is a misconception on a lot of people's parts. I turn shit down because I have very high standards. And yes, it is true. Why are you making that face, though?
That is weird, though. I get it, but I believe you.
Most of the time, when you've been in love, you've seen somebody that you really wanted to be with. Well, I believe you scared to be turned down.
Well, I've always been scared to be turned down, which is why.
I'm very
afraid of that.
Text messaging came a little too late for me because text messaging has allowed me to be a lot more at ease talking to women. Unfortunately, it came at a later point in my life. Could have been more useful as a young person.
That's why, because these bitches nowadays don't want you catcalling.
Don't use that word.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, right. But no, they don't. You know, that's what you could have used a good cat call in your life.
I don't cat call. You know, I don't.
That's not part of my culture.
I was reared on cat call. No, that's not part of my culture.
That's not Natterman's game.
By the way,
what?
We don't do that.
Well, yeah, you do.
No.
You ain't never seen a girl like, hey, sweetie, what's up?
No, I don't do that.
You never did that?
Never in my life.
Me either.
Yeah, no, you did.
I don't do
no,
that.
No, we don't
never
do
my
that.
Life.
We're not raised that way.
I'm trying to say that's a black thing.
It's not just black and Hispanic, yeah.
It's more of a black and Hispanic thing than a white thing, for sure.
Can we get a female perspective in here?
Do we have any females?
Are there any chicks that want to come talk with us?
Your standards are high to what level, Dan? What do you, you don't fuck below like a 7 type thing?
Well, no, I'll certainly fuck a 7.
Don't you believe in practice?
It also depends on...
Where's Liz, the waitress? Where's the other Liz?
Liz Cook?
Yeah,
the other one?
Where's Liz?
Liz Barr?
Where's Liz...
Yeah, you know what you want to say.
Where's Liz?
Waitress?
Where's Liz? Is Liz here?
Well, look, we're not going to solve my...
She left? Oh, okay.
If you,
she would have been good for this.
Because
then the guys are always trying to bang her.
Your problem is a confidence.
Are they trying to bang?
Problem.
Of course.
His problem is a confidence. Well, what about the new waitress? let's get Sadie here. Where's Sadie? You got Sadie?
Is Sadie here?
Natterman knows all their names.
Dan has a confidence problem. That's all his problem.
It's not just confidence, because sometimes women come at me hard and I'm like, I push away.
It's confidence. It's all confidence. That's all it is.
No, I don't know. I'm not a confident
sometimes
person.
Women, I'm not confident. Women have to come after me, generally speaking. When I get laid, it's because women came after me.
Sure.
Me too.
Wait, generally speaking. I have no hunt.
Oh.
I have very little hunt, but text messaging has helped.
Yeah, you do.
Me?
Are we okay
yes.
now?
No, I'm not really good.
You grew into your hunt.
A little more. Listen, I've
watched your growth as a puppy.
Text messaging and smileys have helped me with women.
What I've gotten better at, maybe you need to get better at too, is like
you send a chick
learning to read signals that what I learned was because I'd be leaving a lot of town sometimes. By the way, probably thank God. Literally, if I had confidence, the amount of more cheating I would have done would have been legendary. But when I would leave these towns sometimes, a girl who I had a 3-second back and forth with at the comedy club lobby or bar after the show. Would write something like, man, really wish you would have asked me to come home with you and blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, wow, I'm missing out on this stuff for some reason. And it was because I didn't read. I've gotten better now that I can see if a girl's even just like, you know,
vibing you in something.
I'm a big fan of this or whatever, that kind of thing. And you're like, and I get now, like, I'm like, okay, she's definitely trying to like hang out. I'm trying to. Yeah, by the way, that doesn't mean you always want to fuck. Sometimes you just going to want to glom on. But I mean, either way, it's, yeah, it makes you feel good.
How old were you when you lost your virginity? 15. How old was the dude?
17. No, 17.
17? That's not too bad, I guess. That's how old I was when I lost my virginity, 17. So the girl was 22. That was awesome. She wasn't a virgin. She wasn't even my girlfriend. She was like a neighbor. And one day she was like, I'm going to make you a man. And I was like, all right, whatever, lady. And then she started like barking all these orders at me. She goes, all right, you got to get a hotel room. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess we got to get my mom involved in this project now. And I don't have a credit card. She's like, take me to dinner. So we went to like some shitty diner with my allowance. And before I knew it, we were in a hotel room, Holiday Inn. I was nervous. It was dark. It smelled like mothballs and Febreze and shit, like my grandma's house. And I couldn't see. She was pouring me wine into a plastic cup. It's all they had. And I'm young, so I'm like, it's so bitter. She's like, drank it. I'm like, and she had a boombox with the Enigma CD playing. Remember Enigma? It's like a chanty dance music. It's fucking terrifying in this capacity. Because I can't see, and I'm nervous, and I'm holding this wine that I hate, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And blaring, it's like, ha-hee-ha-ha, do-do-do-do, ha-hoo-hee. Hello? And she was like, strip. I was like, I got naked. And I thought we were going to start having sex. I thought that's how it worked, but it doesn't. It doesn't work that way. She knew what she was doing. She kind of just took over. And she pushed me down on the bed, and she started kissing down my body. Now, why that's hilarious is I'm 17, I'm naked, I'm fat, I have no beard. I look like a gigantic fat baby. That's what I look like. And she's kissing like, mwah, 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 and I'm like, mwah, 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 mwah. And then she started sucking my dick, and I'm like, I like this part. This part's great. I thought she would keep doing that, but she didn't. She started doing some crazy shit that I was not prepared for at all. She holds up my dick, starts licking my balls, doing some crowd work, if you will. Now, here's what I learned about my balls that night. My balls. I can't speak for all the balls, but my balls are very, very ticklish. I don't know why. I don't know if that's a thing, but my balls are crazy, crazy ticklish. And I wanted her to stop. But I didn't want her to stop everything, so I'm just trying not to laugh through this part. But it's hard, because she is licking my balls hilariously. She's licking them, she's vibrating them with her mouth, and she's saying the word balls. That's a lot of shit going on to laugh at. And I'm trying. But I'm looking around, I'm seeing the top of her head, and all I hear, she's like, ball la 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 la, ball lo lo, ball ba da ball ba bang a dang balls. Zzz. My eyes are tearing and my face is purple. I'm biting my lips, but I'm not laughing. I'm doing great. And then she did something that nobody should ever do, unannounced, to a virgin. She went lower than the balls. You follow me? Lower than the balls. You hear me? Lower. She took the express train down to Browntown. You know what I'm saying? Yes. You guessed it. She touched her tongue to my butthole. Yeah. And that was it for me. In one explosion of life, I laughed out loud, peed one squirt, and farted in her face. It's all I ended. Burn. Whoops. Whoops. I said whoops. And whoops doesn't cover that. Whoops is I knocked over your beer or I bumped into you. Whoops. Whoops is not farting directly down your throat. And then I thought she probably won't even smell it. She probably swallowed it. And then she burped. She burped. I panicked. I didn't know what to do. I was thinking crazy. I didn't know what to do. I tried to yell over the smell. That's all I had to offer was volume. She's like, what's that smell? I'm like, what smell, moron? You guys have been a lot of fun, man. Thank you very much, New York City. We'll see you next time.
90% of it is knowing that she wanted to bang you, right?
Yes.
It's not that with me. You go on a hunt. I'm a hunter.
Well, no, you're a hunter, sure. I'm a gatherer.
I was at the door going at the dance clubs. When you go out to dance clubs, you dance, you had to ask girls to dance.
Yeah, but you know, people fish and the fish comes out and then they throw the fish back. They just want to know they can catch the fish. You need to kill the fish and eat it.
But I wasn't like go up to a girl and ask her to dance guy either. I was afraid of that. Yeah.
That's where it started at.
Machismo.
Hey, how you doing, sweetie? What's up?
I want to ask you about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, because I know Keith.
I don't know if this is the crew for that. I know Noam always likes to drive.
Good call, Dan.
Drive into political waters, but
you can still drive into political waters.
But you got to also choose.
I'm gonna give you credit.
What?
I think you were right about Trump. That it hurt him that he didn't do the debate.
It definitely hurt him that he didn't do the debate.
I think you are absolutely right about that.
I kind of like this thing of it just being like, he's like, how many more of these are we going to do? I'm saying the same things over and over again. Who cares?
Trump?
I
don't think he should win, but I think it's kind of like hilarious.
I never necessarily found debates instructive. I never necessarily found a debate the best way to ascertain who the best candidate is. To me, oftentimes the debate is a lot of shouting and a lot of bullshit. I just prefer, tell me what your platform is, you know, and I don't necessarily know that a debate is necessarily instructive.
The debate has become, for me right now, reality TV, because I think the best one on is Kasich. He really has a plan.
Who is going to be the nominee, Republican nominee?
Again, Keith Robinson, you want to know about...
Wait a minute, hold on.
With all due respect to Keith Robinson.
I would go like this. I think it may be that little twerp Rubio.
You think it might be Rubio?
Yeah, because he's gaining some...
Here's the thing with Noam.
But you got who's up top is Trump, Cruz. It's definitely not going to be Cruz.
Definitely not going to be Cruz. I agree.
They hate him.
Linda, come here one second.
Here's the thing about Noam. Noam has two loves in his life. He wants to be a rock star, and he wants to be the Daily Show host.
Would you go Rubio?
I think it might. I would put Trump slightly more probable. 55-45
Yeah,
we're
having a perfectly good conversation about my load.
Okay.
And you want to
That's why I brought Linda up to talk about. What? Wait, Linda.
We're going to talk about Dan's load.
No, we were talking about
so
that.
Linda, I just want to ask you a question. Now, Linda is a woman who has experience in life.
Okay.
And she hates black dick. And she loves white
dick. She doesn't like black men. But that's beside the point.
This is introducing. She's a waitress and manager here at the Comedy Cellar.
She's a waitress and manager at the Comedy Cellar, and an old friend of mine.
And gorgeous, and I've known her for such a long time too.
Did you ever?
No, we never.
All right.
Never.
So, just wondering. He fits the profile.
No, so we've been very buddy for a long. I think Linda's beautiful. I would have in a heartbeat. Never felt that
would
she would have ever given.
If Christine wanted Linda as a third, would you?
In a fucking heartbeat.
What?
Yeah.
But this is my question, Linda. Now, Linda has had boyfriends. She's dated important celebrities, as far as I know.
Yeah.
My question is, what do you think about a man who cheats?
What am I here for?
What do you think about Keith?
Do you think it's possible for a man to cheat, and it's just physical, and it's not a betrayal, it's just a physical, biological need, and you can get over it? Or is it a betrayal, and you... That's the question.
That's not what I was asking, but okay, you can answer that.
Where were you at?
I guess it just depends on the relationship that you have with that person.
That's a good answer.
If you have the relationship,
but what about
where
you?
Are
you capable of having a relationship where you can say this man is an alpha male who's very attractive to a lot of women, and I'm gonna let him do what he needs to do biologically, and it's nothing, and he still comes home to me? Can you have that kind of relationship?
It depends on the male.
So you're saying you can have that kind of relationship?
Oh gosh, why am I here?
Because you're not. Because you're honest.
Can I say something? Can I almost give you a help here for something? I've throughout my 19 years of comedy, I guess now, have dabbled in the world. I've gone to a swingers party before. I've gone to a swingers club before.
Did you bang at the party?
No.
No.
I've gone those things. I've done couple swap things and threesome and all this stuff. And sometimes, and particularly, I said in my former marriage, all that stuff was being why that wouldn't work. Why it wasn't a thing that was going to work was it always felt like it was something she agreed to do for me, even though I said specifically, like, let's not do that.
Yes.
That's why I said I think Linda makes a good point there, because my relationship now is a very different. And I said, like, some swingers that I've met at those things and doing that and stuff like that is they meant it. They both mean it. And if you both mean it, that can be a very successful thing. That
sometimes women will look the other way because
but you
it's
have
a less,
to mean it.
They love you.
Because they love you.
I think Carla would look the other way. I think Carla would have stayed with me forever. I started to feel like I was dragging her. I was slowing down her life. She wanted another kid.
And
she wanted things like that. Sorry. Yeah, so and she was able, to do that stuff now, which is great.
She has another kid, by the way.
She does. Yeah, one year old.
And
gorgeous.
And I had a girlfriend one time who found out I cheated, and her big. She was like, well, and I, if it had just been some girl, but you care about her. Like, it was clear that she didn't care really what I did.
Now, what about...
Except that she saw that I was attached to someone.
Now, what about this? Now you want to get into politics. Now this is a good end. What about Hillary and Bill? Is Hillary just like, let Bill do what he wants?
Yes.
Or was,
yes.
Was she legitimately hurt by Monica Lewinsky?
She was hurt.
She's... What do you think, Linda?
Or is she just like, fuck it,
She was hurt because it went public. Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I kind of felt that way. I felt like it was just kind of like, you know, we had that deal where you were going to keep this DL. And then now everybody knows.
Carla's big thing.
I think
Monica's the least of it. What about the women accusing Bill of harassing them and taking his dick out and saying, suck it.
I think she knew.
Touch it.
Exactly what Bill was doing. Like every,
she did, but
every wife
but
knew
Carla's
that.
But Carla's, my ex's big thing when I got caught was that like, and she would say, this is what hurt a lot. That's why it makes me question doing things like that ever again. Is like, she goes, you fucking humiliated me.
Yeah.
That's the guilt. It's not that you fucked some chick. It's like, you fucked some chick and then like, Keith has met her. And it's not Keith's fault. I'd bring her here. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she goes, you humiliated me. And that's what I said before. I think if Christine, my current girlfriend, caught me doing anything now, I think her reaction would really be, I don't think we'd break up over it. I think she'd be like, why would you like? Why don't you just like, you know, when you come home, we could have found a chick to fuck together. So you couldn't wait 2 days.
You
to
find
fuck
that I'm so jealous of you.
But here's the thing: I've known guys that
she'd be mad. She'd be sad and she'd be mad and she'd be jealous.
I've known guys that are in your position where their girlfriend lets them bring other girls home and have a threesome with them, and many of these guys tell me it ain't the same as just a one-on-one encounter. It's like it doesn't fill the need.
It's pretty great.
Okay.
Well, except as you know, in threesomes, as you know, Linda.
I don't know.
Usually, at some point in any threesome, two people end up having a little more chemistry than the third one.
It is always a thing, but
and if it's not your girlfriend, that's got to be awkward.
Here's a move: they start, let them do their thing a bunch, then I take care of my chick first.
Then you send her for a pizza.
No, and then she enjoys
watching.
That's another thing about women, like. They can do their thing and then still enjoy it. Like, after I would be done, I'd be like, go, you girls go. Like, I don't even want to watch.
No, you're right.
I don't want to go see you.
But here's the thing. The novelty. By the way, this isn't something that happens constantly, but the novelty of that girl, like, she'd rather check that out after, you know, she wants to watch it because that's the novelty of the situation right then and there. But we don't. Here's the thing. The beauty of that is, like, me and her sexual relationship is still, like, strong.
Well, when it's one-on-one, it's still excellent.
It's excellent, and it's often. Like, that didn't slow
you're
down.
You're annoying me now. Listen, Linda. No, I'm kidding. It's like you're really rubbing it in. Not a reason, but it's like, really, Jay. But Linda, but wait, this is like, this. My question wasn't quite, I'm wondering, like, you meet a guy, you find yourself attracted to that guy.
You meet a white guy.
And you meet a, that goes without saying.
He's
and,
white. But remember, he's white.
But part of what you're attracted to is who he is as a person. Mm-hmm. But then he's cheating on another woman with you, which means that he's exposing to you that he's also not a good person in a way. So how do you... And then he's also kind of making you into a bad person because you know that you're cheating on another woman's man, with another woman's man. So, like, what goes through your mind? Like, how do you put all that... You just think that men are men, and that's...
No, it's... you're saying that I'm the other woman coming in.
How does it feel to be the other woman?
I've not been the other woman.
Well, why are you asking that? Has she been the other woman?
I don't know. I think every woman
has
one time
been
has been
woman.
Another woman. Yeah.
Well, no, that's not
every
true.
Every woman has always been
not
the other
been,
woman.
You might not have known. You may not have known.
If I didn't know, then I wouldn't.
It doesn't.
Doesn't matter. The tree falling in the woods.
If I don't know,
point is this: if you know that a man cheats, do you say to yourself, "That's a man," or do you say to yourself, "Oh, that's that"? I don't approve of that man. I wouldn't want to be with him.
So, Courtney, how in love she is with that guy? You accept?
Yeah.
What you know? Who you
well,
love
but,
the
but,
most?
But if you're in love, you might tolerate it, but that doesn't mean you're cool with it.
Yeah, wow. That makes sense.
No, you never. I don't think.
Well, I love that Linda managed to not give a single straight answer.
Not a single answer.
Like Judo.
I have never been.
All right, Linda. Go like,
some women
go slingshots.
Some women, at least, some women tell me, and I don't know if they're lying to themselves, but they tell me they are cool with their man having sex with other women as long as they tell her that they're doing it.
Sure.
And that they're cool.
Are you like that?
No.
How
I'm
about
not.
Going to get a hand job at a massage parlor? Is that okay?
No.
You wouldn't let your man just go get a massage?
Yes, she would.
That's not something that...
Depends on the superficiality of the situation.
Hey, honey, I'm just going to get a hand job. It's almost like I'm going to get some cookies.
You consider
I'm going to go get a hand job.
I'll show you the picture of the woman. She's real old.
If you're
a hand job by a 54-year-old Asian woman.
I've heard a girl say this before. That. If your girl...
Give me that, at least.
If your girl is like your partner, like genuinely your partner, why they wouldn't make a public mess out of catching you cheating is almost... Because it's almost the belief system. And a friend of mine who's a girl... Actually, like a wealthy girl too, which I found odd. Like, said that she goes, well, if another girl can get you, but they can't keep you. You know what I mean? It's like they can get you to fuck them, but like right. If you're still coming home to the one. If you're not doing it like reluctantly, you're not going home reluctantly. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I was out of love with my ex for probably out of love in that like physical relationship for a couple years, probably before I left. But I went home every night, kind of going home like, oh man, I just, you know.
You have a child too,
right? But I mean, I was like living in a basement essentially for a couple years almost. You know what I mean? I had like a bed set up down there and a TV, and it was kind of just like, oh, because they get up in the morning. There's plenty of excuses I can make to why that's like it made sense to do that, but it was really just like my heart wasn't there in that regard. You know what I mean? And it was never like I said we haven't been together for years, and I still take care of them, and you know I give back. So it's like
I got one last question. We're gonna wrap it up. When you and Christine bring home a girl,
mm-hmm.
and they do their thing first,
yeah,
doesn't it ever happen that the girl says, "All right, I'm out of here," and you get and you don't get yours?
No, we know what she's great at. This is true. She's really great at spotting a girl that I don't. She goes, "This girl's into you. I'm going to tell her to come back home with us." And I go, "Nah, that girl's not into me." She goes, "You're an idiot. This girl's
into you."
She's
got to be into you, and then she's got to pass through Christine to get to you.
Yeah, but she finds girls. She lays it on. These girls are into it. I've never had a girl hook up with Christine to get to me. And I've never had a girl hook up with Christine and be like, "Do we have to involve him?" It's always been a smooth. She's good at finding.
It's amazing. I'm just amazed.
Like, yeah,
really.
But you're a truly rich man.
I had an opportunity to not put Christine in that position. When I said, me and Carla were finished, essentially, I could have just went and lived on my own and just done my and not hurt anybody's feelings. But I said, and it's funny, I don't even know if for the first couple months, if I went on the road thinking to myself, like, I won't fuck somebody else. You know what I mean? I think what happened was, I remember coming home after a road gig where I didn't fuck somebody else who offered it pretty hard. And I said to her, I sat down with her, just, you know, almost in a very passing conversation, I said, "Man, you really figured out a formula, I guess." I go, "Now I feel like if I fuck some girl on the road and you're not there, I'm being as shitty to you as humanly possible because you would fuck her with me. I'm just going like, still, I need it behind your back." It's like, I need to have this like lie and the stress. I'm
you
sorry.
Want something?
Well, I'm just saying, I think his situation is different.
Very unique.
When you get a girl like that, sometimes a girl accepting that don't mean they necessarily want it. They just do that. They fill that position for you. Because they don't believe they have you anyway. But you got to make sure as it goes on, you'll start to see the real thing will come out. You haven't been going on with Christine.
It's been going on for a while
Jim
now.
Jim Florentine did the same thing. Jim.
I got you. It's been going on for a while.
I've done all this.
I understand. Here's the difference.
I'm a pro.
There's girls
I'm
who will do
famer.
It.
I'm a Hall of Famer.
We've hooked up with girls before who have said that they're not really generally into girls, but they wanted to hook up like they were into me. So they were like, you know, but they got into it with Christine, if it makes sense. Christine genuinely, we've had many arguments because I say there's no such thing as bisexuality. I think that's fake. I think it's like just society like claps when girls make out, so it's easy for them to go that direction. She claims to be she goes, "No, I have a real attraction." I've almost argued that she's a lesbian at points where it's almost concerning.
Can I say
another time?
I want to say one thing, Keith, and I think that Jay has really snowed us and conned us, and it just occurred to me. He's so taken our eye off the ball that we might actually believe, but I realize, no.
Christine's
a
lesbian.
He still bangs girls alone on the road.
Absolutely.
Jay, don't tell me it never happened.
Never happened.
I don't believe that he does. I believe he's sincere.
At least once.
Florentine had the same thing 15 years ago. It's unbelievable. You know, stupid voice. It's what I do. She lets me do whatever. But that girl truly wasn't really happy. That was the whole thing.
Well, yeah.
A lot of girls do it just because that's what keeps you.
Carla did that. Carla did that a few times,
and it made her miserable.
I
just felt it. I felt that I was like, she's not into this. She's agreeing to do it. I felt that.
So you're saying, Noam, the only reason you're not cheating currently is because you're too old and you don't have the drive anymore?
First of all, I believe it's wrong to cheat. But I know that when
you don't believe that Jay is honest.
I believe that people are human. I believe that if you spend a life on the road and you're drinking and getting high and girls are hanging out with you over the course of a 52-week year.
I'm not perfect. I wouldn't say that I'll never fuck up. I'm just saying I haven't fucked up.
Okay, fair enough. But I'm saying, over the course of a 52-week year, you're gonna fall off. And,
my
life is different now.
I'm a bit of a deviant. This isn't something that happens, but I can rush, and this is going to make Keith go into a world where he can never see this. I'm not homosexual at all or anything like that in any way.
They like it in a poop shooter.
I like dudes to fuck. No, but I'm saying I've had arguments on podcasts and radio shows before where I can go, it's never happened, and I don't even think I want it to happen, but I get why guys like to watch their girls get fucked by other, I chose those pornos when black dudes come in and fuck a guy's wife while he videotapes. I get that. I understand that. It's a removal from sex and jealousy. Final.
So that's it for our show. Special thanks to the elusive Keith Robinson.
What's
and
up? The elusive William Stevenson.
H.N. William Stevenson. And
Keith's never officially part of the show, but whenever he hovers about and he shouts from off mic.
So, yeah. And you have a radio show on Sirius, right?
Yeah, The Bonfire, Mondays and Wednesdays on Comedy Central Radio with Dan Soder.
So that's Channel 1.
Watch the Cop
Channel 95.
Show.
Channel 95.
Colin Quinn's Cop Show. Watch that joint.
Colin Quinn's Cop Show.
Well, damn right. Watch it.
If we learned anything, we've learned that Linda Turley is not going to give us any insight into anything.
Yeah. So good night, everybody.